some 70s memories with Eric Clapton after midnight here on the WPMS. Now take it away, Fly.
I don't know what the hell's wrong with him.
Okay.
I'm having a 1970s moment.
Yeah, all of them had drug habits. Are you trying to tell us something, Mark?
No, I'm totally clean. Should I urinate in a cup in a movie theater? Oh. Sorry.
Gross. I don't know what it smells like.
He'll hand you some warm apple juice. Okay. Okay, so we got some issues we got to talk about. Yeah, girls?
What?
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, Brain, lay it on us.
I've been thinking.
What you been thinking about?
Oh, no. About a whole lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And what's bothering you, girl? Talk to me.
Going to Rosemont, we have a lot of problems.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you know we pay $30,000 to go to this school?
What? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
We don't have paved cable.
Yes, yes.
Or air conditioning.
Yes, yes.
And the food is like cardboard.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with cardboard.
Yeah, what I have to say, it's getting better.
It has been getting better. Mm-hmm. But I don't appreciate the recycled food. Like, we have hamburgers for lunch, spaghetti and meat sauce for dinner, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like yesterday was chili. And remember?
I didn't even try that. I know some girl said that she had diarrhea, so I don't know.
Napoleon had diarrhea.
Yeah, what?
Diarrhea.
Oh.
She wasn't feeling good.
Oh.
You ever notice how small Rosemont is?
Mm-hmm. How small?
If I say something or do something, it's around campus in 20 minutes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How about
that? Like, and you know what's funny about that? Like, I could be talking to you about cheese, and by the time it get back to us, I'm having your baby with syphilis. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Stuff like that. We were talking about cheese.
Yeah.
Like provolone and Swiss and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. And I live in Call Hall because, you know, I'm a first year.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
we get in trouble for whispering in the hallway on the first floor. But, you know, on the second floor at 2 a.m., they're yelling. So, you know, that kind of gets to me. Not that much.
Okay.
And it's an all-women's college, and we don't have any guys walking around randomly. I thought that we would.
Yeah.
Unless you, I thought the same thing, actually. What happened?
And yeah. we get those weird Villanova kids. They don't count.
Most of them, they don't even know where's Rosemont or... They don't know anything. They don't know
that it even existed.
Yeah.
They're like, Rosemont, where that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Behind your school?
Yeah.
Oh, is that in, like, West Philly?
No.
Not even that far.
Yeah, but, you know, my last point, I don't have a lot of things wrong with Rosemont, but I'm going to say this. I like how people complain about how much they hate it when they're juniors. It took you 3 years to figure that out. I don't get it. That's it's not that funny.
Fly. It really is, though. It really is, though, right? Because you're right. I hate this school. Why are you still here? I don't know.
It's the people. Stop lying.
Nah, it's the money. They give a lot of scholarships out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
a lot.
I'm still paying to go here.
They took a lot of scholarships away to Bill Connolly at that. Connolly wanted some crazy Oreo braided my hair or whatever, right? I'm sitting in her chair. I lean back in the chair and the chair breaks.
What?
Woo-hoo. The back of the chair, the backrest, it comes off of the little hinge. It's supposed to be welded together. It broke. Brand new chair broke. I didn't even lean back on it.
I hope that don't happen with the elevator.
Hey, don't tell us your problems.
That wasn't my problem. It was her room. That was her room.
That's all I've been thinking about for this week. I'm gonna go back to being quiet.
Wow, so. Jessica, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
Very revealing segment there. Thank you.
I didn't like this voice. This is my official DJ voice. Listen, here we go.
Thank you, Jessica. That was very insightful. And now back to the rest of our show with Fly.
I'm going to eat my animal crackers. I'm not going to comment on that.
Oh, you're going to eat crackers. You're going to eat while you're doing the show.
Crystal methane, whatever that thing with that girl from Full House.
Crystal meth?
I don't know.
So what are we going to talk about now? Do we got any more show? What are we going to...
Men bashing.
How about men? About men bashing.
Men bashing.
Yeah, you gotta
men bashing. I need everybody's participation. Vanilla.
Yes, I'm here.
So what's your biggest complaint about men folk?
How come they come and see you, and you talk to them, and everything's fine, and then they don't call you?
Oh, hate it. They call you when they want, whenever they feel like it, like when they're bored, like they don't have anything to do, like after six days.
After 6 days,
mm-mm.
Okay.
Mm-mm. No, right. How about when you tell somebody you're calling back and they call you 52 times in 30 minutes?
I have a stalker, by the way, yeah. He calls 62 times in like within an hour. So.
You can't. Ooh, you sit there and count it.
Huh?
You sit there and count
it. No, like, you can see it on my phone. Like, he keeps calling over
and over. It says you have 58 new missed calls.
Hey, next time.
One new number. What is wrong with him? Yeah. He need a hobby. Yeah. Those are people who need a hobby. Mm-hmm. These animal crackers are so good. But I think the thing, like, if you tell a guy, you know, you cool, you know what I'm saying? I'm not digging you like that.
How can you make it clear to them? Like, I don't like him, and I told them I don't like him.
It's not that I don't like him. It's just that I'm not feeling that clink clink. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, I just don't like him.
Chemistry.
Right. I mean, it's just like the I need somebody to walk in and just, he just look crazy. I'm just like, ooh. Like my friend that go to Newman, like he just walk in the room and he's got just crazy look about him. I just want to stop him up, but I just get praise Jason. He's like my perfect man. Like he's like 6'4", light skin, beautiful smile, nice lips, deep voice. I was like, oh my god, and he just look crazy. Like I just love that man.
Oh my.
I'm starting to sweat a little bit.
Is there anything going on?
Who, me and him?
Yeah.
Shoot.
You wish.
What do you mean I was?
No, I'm just saying.
Bro, you know who my meals? Shoot. I remember playing her night.
Hmm. All right, what else is wrong about guys?
Oh,
they're over jealous.
Yeah, way too jealous.
Yeah.
They're watching a female sometimes.
So they call too much. And they don't. And what else don't they do?
No, they like they don't know how to pick their calls.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, it's either you don't call enough,
too much, or they don't call at all.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's like you can't compromise, homie.
You know what? I hate the double standard. Like, how can they do some stuff and then you can't? You know.
You know what? I say screw that rule.
They never want to do what you want.
I do what I want.
I say what I want.
Exactly. Yeah. I've always done. I said I want you. You and you in the room right now.
You know what I hate? They never put up the toilet seat. Or they put it when?
They don't put it down.
They put down the toilet seat. I hate that.
I almost fell in the toilet one time. He almost cussed him out. Oh my god.
At Charlotte?
I said, you dumb bastard, put the toilet seat down. He was like, huh?
No, you know, another thing about men is, like, at the beginning, like, they're cool. Like, you could go hang out with your guy friends, mm-hmm. or whatever. Little by little, they start cutting out. Like, you don't even realize, and all of a sudden, you have no guy friends.
You have no friends? Oh, my God.
You have no friends.
True.
No
friends. Uh-huh. Like, yeah, go ahead. I'm going to let you go real quick, babe. I'm like, who am I going to talk to?
Right.
Who am I going to talk to?
You better get on the internet and go find you a buddy, girl. Mm-hmm. Hey,
you know, sadly, that's what the hell I'm doing right now.
Hey, baby.
I'm saying, if you need a hookup, I can come holler at me.
Say what?
Fly has like 4,000 hookups.
This is true. This is true.
And they, like a central station in your room, huh?
What? Who are you telling? Like they send me messages on Facebook like, yo, it's a party tonight, and bring them out. I was like, I'll be there. I reload it. And I showed up with like 3 girls. They were like, "Ange, you always come through." I'm like, "What's my name?"
What happened to that thing Monday about the party?
Yeah.
Oh my god! I got so excited. I was like, "Yes."
Yo, me too. Like, I was stoked when he sent me that message. But the thing was, I didn't read the date on the message, and he sent that on like Saturday, and I was in Orlando.
Oh, Rico?
No, Lenny.
All right, I don't know.
Lenny is my other friend. My other friend's boy that goes up there.
Okay.
And he was like, there's a party, bring your girls, da 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 da. And I heard the party was so weak.
I heard, yeah, the DJ sucked, but.
But,
Was it at Nova?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the was it the Latino?
Yeah, the Lasso Club threw it. I don't know. But, unfortunately, the guy that was DJing, I'm supposed to go out on a date with him. You know Rico.
Oh, yeah. Rico Fukake
or something like that.
I'm like, oh my God, what kind of name is that? I'm like, ain't your name Matthews?
Just be like, P.S., I heard that
Tony Montana.
I heard something there, but hey, man. He sucked. That's what they say. Everybody who went Friday said that he sucked.
Well, I mean,
like,
if it's a DJ, if it's a Latin party,
I mean, because...
And you're not really into Latin music like that, then you're not going to enjoy it.
I think he's a good DJ, like, because I went to, like, at least two of his parties.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that Friday night. They say he messed up some of the good songs.
Shout out to my new friend.
but, yeah, so that's an email. I did not read the date on the message, and I was embarrassed, like... I felt really sorry. Like, somebody sent me a message from... Because I sent messages. I sent invitations out to other schools and everything.
I know Rico was like, yo, your friend Angel called me asking me if there was a party today. I was like, no.
I was like... Yeah, somebody sent me a message like, ain't no damn party tonight. I was like...
Hey, what you said we
Yeah, because he said it was Monday night, right?
No,
yeah.
I was really excited.
I was
like, party
cause...
Monday night?
I mean, I'll get drunk Monday night. All right, y'all. We're going to cut the short. Go to
no, this. We'll come back to this.
We'll come back to this.
Stimulating conversation.
And I'm going to talk to y'all about my beauty tips. Oh.